My next guest, dog. That's what he is. Dude, this dude was unbelievable, and he's had a great career at Washington. You know, when we booked this a few weeks ago, Roma Dunze is here sitting to my left on behalf of Sharpie. I was like, oh, yeah, he's going to be a top 10 pick. And now I'm reading the mock drafts. I'm like, he could be a top 5 pick. Yeah. I thought it was going to maybe be like 7 or 8. It may be sooner than that. But Roma Dunze, he just had a sensational season at Washington. One of my favorite stories of the year with Kalen DeBoer. Michael Penix Jr. is here with us. Roma, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm back in my hometown. So to me, all you guys are visitors in my spot. So, I'm back home and I'm excited to be able to do all these different things. And, I'm out here with Mike as well and Sharpie. So I'm having a lot of fun with it.
You know, it's so funny to me, right? You had a great season. Your team had a great season this year. You make it to the national championship game. And it's so stupid, like, what these events become and all the media coverage and all the attention. And how many times people just messed up and butchered your name and weren't even, like, in the right ballpark. Yeah. And you had fun with it, though, because some guys, I don't blame them if they take that personally.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I know my name's been, mispronounced ever since I was young. It's a tough one. So it was funny seeing some of the bigger names, like, just completely, like, butchered. It was like, oh, my
God. It was like Stephen A. I think you went after, right?
Yeah, there was a little bit of Stephen A. I think Scott Van Pelt messed it up.
Oh, that was the one on Twitter.
Yeah, on Twitter. But he came back, and on Twitter he was like, my bad, man. And he was real professional about it. So it was funny. And then there was one that was just that ESPN put out. It was just absolutely insane. I have a screenshot of it, but it's just funny to me. And it just kind of fed into the realm of, like, they still don't know about Washington football, and they don't know about us, so need to go out there and do more. So it's fun.
Well, that was the crazy part to me, and I'm not just saying this because I got the prediction right. I picked you guys to win the Pac-12 before the start of the season, and even when you guys already beat Oregon, which was a great close game the first time, it was, you're a 9.5-point underdog going into the Pac-12 championship game, even against Texas after you beat Oregon twice. You're an underdog. I made some good money in that Texas game because I was like, all right, even if they lose, they're not going to lose by more than six and a half right. points. It made no sense why everyone kept on doubting you guys this year.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, I think you pay close attention, and I appreciate you for that. You knew the story of the team, and you know the previous season, what we had, and just the few misclicks that kept us from, going super far last season as well. So having the whole squad back this season with new improved improvements, we knew how far we were going to go. So it was laughable for us to see, people continue to doubt us and on that stage. But it was fun. It just added more fuel to the fire, and when we won those games, it was a little bit, you could shove it in their face.
You may have had a different perspective on this Roma Dunze if you were coming back to Washington, because that's like a personal thing when the coach leaves. Guys got to do what's in the best interest for them, right? Just like what you're doing in the best interest for you and what other people will do. It's business. It's part of it. But if you're someone at Washington, and I know it's a changing landscape in college football, I understand why players would be upset. You'd rather be upset that a coach is leaving than saying,
absolutely,
yeah, good job that this guy's leaving. Kalen DeBoer is phenomenal. When you got that kind of news and you saw that he was going to Alabama, how'd you kind of process it?
Oh, man, it hurt. It hurt me, honestly, because I thought, I thought he was going to be there for a long time. And I thought, he was going to continue to build something special. And I just felt for Washington because, with a head coach leaving, there's just so much uncertainty and you never know what's going to happen. But, I was excited, for the future in the same realm because, University of Washington is going to get a great coach, and they have a great coach, Coach Fish, and I'm excited for that new staff as well. So it was bittersweet, new beginnings and things are ending, but I think Washington football is going to get it done regardless.
We all change jobs. It's cutthroat in all businesses. It's part of it, but to see, right, Jed Fish, DeBoer leaves, then Jed Fish, Arizona people talking about them being a playoff team next year, then he goes to Washington, and it's like, Arizona, your season's over even before it started. It's a wild time in college football.
Wild, yeah. Just the rotation of coaches. I mean, that's why it's exciting to be able to see the opportunities for the players to finally be able to have some say in it too. Being able to be in the portal and be in a spot where they feel like they're comfortable and they're able to have success. So, man, college football, there's no regulations. It's like the Wild Wild West with NIL and people being able to leave without any repercussions. It's crazy, but it's exciting. That's kind of the feel of college football, right? It's exciting. It's new. You never know what's going to happen, and it's definitely not scripted in any way.
Talking to Roma Dunze right now. A few years ago, we just had Justin Jefferson on right before you came on. He came on this show right after he got drafted, And he goes, the teams that passed up on me, they're going to pay. I'm going to be the best wide receiver out of this draft class in the NFL. What type of player do you think you could be? Because this is, on paper, an awesome early wide receiving draft class.
Right. Yeah, no, there's a bunch of great wide receivers in the draft this class. And I think, you know, we all provide, you know, different skill sets. And I think, you know, I mean, unique in that way as well. I think I'll come into the league and have an immediate impact. You know, I'm looking to come into the league to be a Hall of Famer. And I'm not just looking to be, you know, one of those one-time names that people heard about having a good season. I'm looking to come in and make a great impact. I want to win a Super Bowl. I want to do big things. So, you know, my work ethic and the way I'm approaching it, I want to make the impact heavy because people have been able to do it. Like you said, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase are able to come in early and have that success. So I'm looking to go along that same path.
Let's say I'm an NFL general manager. I'm interviewing you. We're at the Combine. Why should I take Roma Dunze? Why should I draft him over Marvin Harrison Jr.?
I think I'm the number one wide receiver. I can't, you know, speak to any of Marvin's weaknesses or strength, but I think, you know, I provide a versatility. I could play inside. I could play outside. I go attack the football. You know, all the things on the field from a wide receiver standpoint. I think I provide, you know, a unique skill set and a special prospect in that realm. But also my off the field stuff. You know, I'm a guy that's gonna be in that locker room encouraging other guys. You know, looking to make the team better as a whole because I know it's a team sport. You know, regardless of how good I am, you know, it's about, you know, the O-line doing their job and the quarterback doing his job and everybody being on the same page as well as the defense as well. So, and that including in the community as well. I'm looking to make an impact wherever I go on a bigger scale than just football. So I think all those aspects.
Tell me what you're doing today on behalf of Sharpie.
I'm here today with Sharpie. They got me out here in my fresh, you know, Adidas collab.
This is nice.
It's nice, right? It's nice. So they don't just do a great job with the collab. They do a great job with their pens and their markers. And you know, I remember having the sniff Sharpies back in the day. So it's super exciting to be able to work with them. They got me here with the S gel pen, super smooth, super silky, and it doesn't bleed, it doesn't smear, and it's what I'll be using to sign my first NFL contract, and they'll be able to be right there along me with all the contracts I'll be signing in my rookie year, so I'm super excited to be partnering with them.
Well, it's funny, I have a Sharpie right here. We have a poster board. We've been having people sign this all throughout the week.
What's on this thing?
Will they get engaged eventually? Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, do you think we're going to the wedding bell season here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm on the yes squad.
You know,
I'm on the yes
I'm
squad.
I'm waiting for someone to say no.
Say no.
No one's had all these tough NFL players, soon to be stars.
Yeah.
No one's saying no. A few maybes in the middle, but we'd love you to
okay,
sign this.
Right on.
And best of luck. We appreciate you jumping on board with us today. And
thanks.
Man, seriously, what a great season you guys had. The last thing that I'll just ask you, is it just surreal? Like, we're sitting here, you're getting ready for the NFL draft. You just were in the national championship game. And now you're getting projected as like a top five pick. It's got to be crazy how quickly life moves by.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And this year, I mean, it's just been so crazy. Just the roller coaster of, you know, the season and all the different emotions that brings, going straight into training, going straight into, you know, seeing draft projections here and there, being in the first round. And, you know, it's a dream of mine, and it's exactly where I want to be. So it's awesome. And I'm just taking it all in step by step.
Yeah.
But, you know, continuing to stay grounded and do the things that got me to this point in the first place. So I find peace in that. And, you know, through my support system, I'm able to get a lot of support in that way. So, man, I'm just super grateful, super excited to be where I'm at.
Well, good luck. Nothing but the best. Appreciate you doing
this.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.